ceremony before the traditional ceremony. It was an Iranian kind of ceremony, and that was kind of interesting. It was like we got married with Christianity and Islam. And that was kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to recall some things about it, but
yeah. I mean, you say that's not necessarily the way you would like to get married. What do you picture as sort of the modern wedding?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't want 300 people at my wedding. like a smaller affair, and I don't really care about renting out big rooms and having, like, I don't know. I guess it was just, like, the feel of it was a little bit too uptight for me. I guess I could have a bigger wedding as long as it was fun and people were, like, dancing
right.
around and goofing off and, you know, but, yeah, just too many people that I wouldn't know at my wedding I wouldn't like. Maybe smaller beach type setting or something, and, you know, very casual.
Right. Have you seen a wedding in Roswell? Maybe somebody was doing an outdoor ceremony that you know of?
Seen a wedding. Yeah, I mean, I've, like, driven past weddings. And there's a place in Roswell called the Founders Hall, and that's where most people get married. And it's very, very cute, very traditional Southern, very elegant. It's a white house, has columns. And, I mean, you see the bride in the big white dress and all the very, very conventional type of setting. So, yeah.
Do you know any of the background of Founders Hall? Do you know anything about it specifically?
I don't.
Good. I mean, you come from a mixed background religiously. Do you say Christianity is the predominant religion, but are there sizable communities of other religions in Roswell as well that you could definitely see on a day-to-day basis?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's not like everyone who's in Roswell is Christian. And Roswell is like a suburb of Metro Atlanta, so it's a lot more diverse than a lot of places in, like, you know, in the deep South. So I think there's a pretty, like, strong, like, Judaism following, and there are some Muslims, but I didn't really... I mean, you don't really see it a whole lot. It's just, you don't think about it until someone different walks in the room, and you're like, well, that's different, so.
Right. I mean, did you ever notice any conflict, any problem between people of different religious groups?
Personally, no. Just other than the fact that maybe the way our community is set up is, you know, assumed that you're a Christian. So a lot of the things that, you know, like the school would plan for us, you know, like FCA and a lot of the more, like, popular clubs were Christian-based. So if you weren't a Christian, you're kind of left out.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily, like, tension between any religions, but it was just kind of like, hey, we're going to have this really fun party, and then we're going to talk about Jesus afterwards. And then you're like, oh, I was having fun. Okay, well, I guess we'll all bow our heads because I don't want to be, like, the rude person in the room, so.
Right. Yeah, I've been there myself. have you lived in different houses in Roswell, or when you lived there, it was always the same house?
I guess I lived in two houses in Roswell. The first house I lived from when I was, like, 3 years old to about 10 years old, and it's in Charlotte.